Okay, we are learning Chagiga Daf Ches. We'll pick it up on the second line from the top, Omer Mar. So we're quoting a Braisa. Omer Mar, Beis Hillel Omrim Min HaMaiser. So the Shlomim can be brought from even from Maiser, Maiser Sheni. Amai, someone asks, why? Davar Shevachovahu, this is something that's a Chiv that you have to bring this. And the rule is, V'chol Davar Shevachovah Ein Bo Ela Min Achulin. You're not allowed to use your Maiser Sheni for the things that you have to do. You can't use that, so it must come from Chulin. You know, the Maiser person has an obligation, there's a mitzvah to do, so there's a discussion in the postman as to what of your Maiser funds you're allowed to use from that. Based upon this Gemara right here, you see that it has to be from Chulin. So Omer Ula says no, it has to be a different case, but Tofel, when you're combining what the... So let's explain what that means. There's a Rambam over here, Hilchos Chagiga, it's in Perek Beis Ches. What does it mean, Tofel? Olas re'ia eina bo elamina chulin kishar korbonus. You have to bring from chulin, not from ma'aser sheni, sha'odim chayi behem, because you have an obligation to bring them. Aval, shalmei chagiga bois mimous ma'aser sheni hama'urevos im ma'os chulin. You have mixed funds. Lokech min hataroves behema umachriva shalmei chagiga. You buy from this mixed funds, and you can buy your shalmei chagiga from that. When you had enough to eat from the first one, anything that you have to bring, you can't bring. So basically, what it comes in like this: the way Ula is explaining this case, you're buying your korban, but you're purchasing is from a combination of your ma'aser sheni and your chulin, right? So now the Gemara has a machlokas amarim as to what exactly are the details. Chizkia Omar. Toflin behema le behema. You're allowed to combine one behema with another. You have a lot of people in your house, and if you only have one animal, that's not going to be enough food for everybody. So you bring one korban for the from chulin, and you combine for ma'aser sheni for a second one. Since technically, as the Rambam said, since you fulfilled your chiyuv by bringing one from the chulin, so now you can bring the other ones from like ma'aser sheni. Then Gemara says, "Ain toflin maus lamaus." But you're not allowed to combine money with money. In other words, you can't combine your ma'aser sheni money with your chulin money to buy the one animal that you need for your korban. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Toflin maus lamaus, ve'ain toflin behema lebehema." Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, you can combine money with the other money, but you can't combine one animal for the other." So Gemara says, "Tanya kivasi de chizkia, ve'tanya kivasi de Rabbi Yochanan." We have a brisa that supports chizkia, and a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. So let's read the pasuk first. The pasuk that the Gemara is going to have is here in Parshas Re'eh. Da da da. Tes Zion pasuk Yud. Va'asisa chag shavuos laHashem elokecha. So you have to make the yom tov shavuos to Hashem your God. And then here's the keyword. Misas nidvas yodcha, the donation that you can afford to give, asher titein, that's what you're going to do, kasher yivrachach Hashem elokecha, according to the way Hashem has blessed you. But the key word here is misas, like the donation part of it. So now let's see the braisa. Tanya wasu Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braisa that goes like Rabbi Yochanan, misas, this word like the measure, the donation, milame sha'ada mevi chavaso minachulin. This teaches that when you bring your obligation, you can bring that from your chulin. Uminayin she'im rotzla ariv ma'ariv. And how do you know that if you want to mix, you could mix? Tam lo, as the pasuk says, kasher yivarechecho Hashem elokecha. Meaning you can use any money that Hashem has blessed you with, even if it's ma'aser sheni. So this word misas, right, it can mean mixing money from different sources. Okay, fine. That's our braisa that goes for Chizkia. Now, the Gemara continues. Tanya kvasa dechis. Wait, was that right? To skip? Let me go back. I'm sorry, that was the braisa for Rabbi Yochanan. I correct myself. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kvasa dechiskia, misas, this word misas, the measure, right? We saw the amount. Milamed sha'ada mevi chavasa min achulin. That tells me that you could bring from your chiv, that you have to bring from your non-Meiser Sheni money. And this is really a machloikus based on Beishamay. Beishamay omrim yom rishon min achulin. The first day, you can only bring from chulin. Mikan ve'elach, but then from that point on, min ha'meiser. Then you could use like your Meiser Sheni money. Beis Hillel omrim achila rishon min achulin. Mikan ve'elach min ha'meiser. Beis Hillel says the first eating has to be from chulin, but from that point onward, then you could use your Meiser Sheni. So this word, like achila rishon, means the first animal that you're going to be eating, and that's a raya for what Chizkiah said. Ushaar kolimos haPesach, right? The Brisa continues now. That's on the first day, but all the other days of Pesach, Adam yoytzei dechavasu b'maiser behema. In that point, your yoytzei, you could use your maiser behema. Let's see the Rambam on this in Chagiga Perik Beis. Rambam says yoytzei Adam yedechavat halacha tes Beis. Test. Yotzi Adam Yechovas Shalme Chagiga Bemaiser Behema, Ve'em Avin Oso Beyomtov, Gezer Shema Yaser Beyomtov. So you're not allowed to, as I'm going to explain now, you're not allowed to do it actually on Yom Tov itself because we're afraid, we'll see why, you can't separate Meiser because of the process that's involved in doing that. Right? Beyomtov, my time alone. So Gemara asks, 1 second, what's the reason why you can't use your Meiser Behema on the Yom Tov itself? So Amar Vashir says no, because we have a concern over here. Dilma ase la asure biyom tov. Maybe you come to take your meiser from your behem on Yom Tov. Ve'efshar, it's impossible la aser biyom tov mishum sikroso, because you have to paint each one. There's like this dye. It's a red stripe you make on the behema, and that's a gezeira that you can't do this because of its co-save. So therefore, because of this, we're afraid you're going to be, if we allowed you to separate your meiser, you're going to meiser behema on Yom Tov, you're going to come to paint it, and you can't paint, so therefore we don't do it. So my mashman hai misas, how do you know that this word misas is like as a measure, as a donation? How do you know lishna dechulin hu? How do you know that's like for chulin, for something that's chul, it's not meiser? So dechsib, Mor says, Vayasem Hamelech Achashverosh Mas, like a tax, al ha'aretz. Very end, Megillas Esther. Very end, it says that Achashverosh taxed everybody. So that's clearly talking about a type of chulin, tax. Okay, continues now. The Mishnah said, Yisroel Yoitzin Yidei Chovason Benidorim Nedovos. They could be Yoitze their Chiv of Shlomim with Nedorim Nedovos, like these volunteer, these pledges types of korbanos. Tanur Bono, we learned in Braisa, V'samachta Bechagecha, you should rejoice in your Yom Tov. L'Rabos, this comes to include Kol Mini Smachos L'Simcha, any types of things that gives you Simcha. So Mikan Amar Chachamim, so from here the Chachamim said, Yisrael Yotzi Nechavosim B'Nedarim Nedavos V'Meiser Behema. You're allowed to use, again, the Chiv of eating the Shlomim, you could use your Nedarim, your pledges that you brought, and you can also use your Meiser Behema for that as well. And then, it says, V'HaKohanim B'Chatas V'Oshim V'Chor V'Choz V'Shok. So the Kohanim, they could be yotze their chiv of the simcha by with eating the meat from the from chatas, from oshem, right? The bechor, the firstborn, the bechor is v'shok. That's like the breast and the thigh. These are part of these. We know that the Kohanim get chaptal matnas kohuna. There's 24 gifts that are given to them. So some of them are only can be eaten by the zohar and has to be eaten inside of the Beis Hamikdash. But the chos b'shok are different. They can be eaten by men and by women, and it can be eaten throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim. So why is there a chilek, which is men only in the Beis Hamikdash, or men and women in all of Yerushalayim? So the chilek is because the chos b'shok come from the part that belongs to the Baal, one who's makriv the korban, right? With the other parts of the chatas in the oshom, so that's the part that goes on the mizbeach for Hashem. So how do you know this? So yochel, I might think, right after ofos uvimin nochos, so you could use this with by chickens, by birds, and by flower offerings. Tamalom, no, teach me not v'samachta b'chagecha, that you have to have a simcha with your. Okay, now we turn to the daf. Mi shechagiga bo mehem. It's only those animals which the chagiga could come from. You also to exclude elish ein chagiga bo mehem. These types of things like a menachos, like you can't bring a chagiga from them. So therefore, you cannot be Yehoshua cannot be yotze with that. Ravashi says you don't need to learn out this halacha from the samach de bechagecha, right? to tell me what this is talking about, the actual shlomim, mi v'samachta nafka. You just learned it out from this first part, v'samachta. Yosa e'le she'ein behem simcha. This excludes the other types of things. So it would sound like, according to this, that one cannot be yotzi the simcha with basar of, with chicken. So the contemporary poskim have a discussion on this. At the end of the day, Rav Simon and others pointed out that it would seem, if that's what actually gives the quote thing from the Netta Gabriel and others, that if a person gets their simcha from eating that, then l'chora that would be, it might not have worked in times of the Beis Hamikdash, but nowadays a person enjoys the chicken, then could be, there's what to say that you would be yotzi in fact with that. So now, if you're not going to use, if you, again, Ravashi says you only need the word v'samachta. So Ravashi, hi, b'chagecha, my ovile, what does he do with it? How does he darshan it? Hahu l'chrav Daniel bar Katina. He learns it like the statement of Daniel bar Katina, the Amr of Daniel bar Katina, Amr Rav, minayin she'ein noisin noshin b'moid. How do you know that you cannot marry women on Chol HaMoed, right? This is actually, we saw this in Moed Katan, in Daf Ches. Shneemar, v'samachta bechagecha, the simcha has to come from the chag, v'lo be'ishtecha, and not with your wife. This is a fascinating discussion, this idea about not getting married in there. So let's go back here for a second. We have it here, Moed Katan, Chesam and Beis. The mission says a notion, notion, but not, but moid. So here there's a Tosfos that explains why not, right? What's so bad about this? So the Tosfos says, the Gemara quotes it, but the Gemara says lafi itchein marvin simcha b'simcha. So Tosfos over here at the bottom, gezeiras akosov. Really, the fact that you ain marvin simcha b'simcha, that we're not going to have a wedding because that's going to somehow shter the what? The yom tov joy that you have, it's a gives a cost of mike to dorsh the common mikrob shami dorsh midichsiv shami quotes Tosus from by Lavan and Yaakov mole shavuazos, right? You should finish this week, meaning after Yaakov got tricked and he married Leah, says this isn't what I wanted. This is a mekach tos. Says okay, mole shavuazos, finish this week of sheva brachos with Leah, then you'll get married to Rachel. So you see, there's a little bit of a gezeiras hakosav over here that you can't. You see, the pasuk says by Lavan, right? He was machpel on this halacha. You can't marry a marvin simcha b'simcha. So that's where it's written in the pasuk. But then Tosos continues, says interesting. The tam nira, a reason might appear, right? Kitsas. It's a type one, my Tosfos. Kitsas. Kimo she'ein osim mitzvos chavilos. That's the yisod over there in Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Beis, that talks about we don't do mitzvahs in bundles, and brachos also, I think, that we don't want to. So why not? So over there, Rashi explains the reason, Rashbam, the reason why we don't do mitzvahs in bundles is because it looks like it's a burden to us, and we just can't wait to get rid of it. So if you're doing mitzvahs as quickly as possible, you're piling them up, so I just want to get it over with. So it looks like, you know, you don't care about it. It's a burden. But Tosfos over here, de'be'inyin she'libo ponei le'mitzvahs achas, v'lo yifne atmo himeno. That we don't want you, it's not a question of looking like you're going to get out of it as soon as possible, it's you can't multitask. You can't really be fully in the moment, have mindfulness and be aware and be connected to the simcha and connect to that exclusively if you're doing more than one thing. So therefore, v'chein simcha b'simcha, yelibo ponui b'simcha. We want you to be totally immersed in that joy. When you get married, you want your total commitment to be to your wife. And when you're in Yom Tov, you want your total commitment and your total joy to be from the Yom Tov itself. So that's a pshat over here by Ein Marvin Simcha v'Simcha. And that's our Gemara over here in what's it called? In Chayiga v'Samach b'Chagecha v'lo b'Ishtecha, not with your wife. So halach l'maisa. Halach l'maisa. Can we do this? So let's be a little bit in Shulchan Aruch over here. Tav kuf mem vav. Ain no sin noshim b'moed. You're not allowed to get married in chol moed. Lo basulos, lo yamanos. Not a woman who's never been married. Not a woman who's been divorced, widowed. V'lo miyabni. We don't do yibum. Umut lo ari. So you can get engaged. Levad shlo yaseh sudas erusin ha'orus b'veiso b'veis aruso aso b'shas erusin. You're not to have a meal. Umut lasos rikudin mecholos. You could do dancing. You could celebrate. Lasos sudas ha'orus im me'reav. Below shlo beis aruso v'chein lisod ha'oros beis aruso so shlo b'shas aruso mutter. These types of things are allowed. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out here in Kutin, Sifkutin Beis, Mutla Aris, Hainu Afilu Kadesh, right? You could do the Erisin and the Kedushin. To be Erisin Levad, Leika Simcha. The real Simcha is only when you consummate the marriage, you have the full fledged. V'chol Shekein, how much more so Shemuta Lehis Kasher, but Tanoim, Shidduch, V'chol Amoid, you could have a Vart, you could do the Tanoim, Kenohu Beinenu, as we do nowadays. Okay, and then what's Beis over here? Halacha is Beis Mutar Lahachzir Grushoso Min Hanisuin. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Okay, let's continue now. In the Gemara on Chesem and Beis by the Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo oichlim merubim v'nechosim muatim. So what's the deal? You got a lot of people of your household, a lot of eaters, but you don't have so much property. You don't have so much to bring them. So maybe shlomim merubim v'olos muatos. You bring a lot of shlomim and only a few olos. So that way you could feed everybody in your house with the shlomim. Nechosim merubim v'oichlim muatim. But the opposite case, you got a lot of property, only a few people eat it. So in this case, maybe olos merubos, you bring a lot of olos ushlamim muatin, and you'll bring a lot of olos, but only a few korban shlamim. Zev zev muat. If both the property and the number of people in your house are small, al zenem on this pasuk, that's what it says. Mo'al kesef, not the pasuk. I'm sorry, but that's the Mishnah back on Daf Beis. Shtei kesef, right? You have the smallest amount. Zev zem rubin, and when you have a lot of people and a lot of property, that's when you should bring as according to your means. So, one second, this, go back a little bit to the Rambam over here, very important concept. The Rambam tells us in Aleph, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chagiga, Aleph, that's the Gemara, the Rambam I want to do. I'll see it over outside, that even though there is on a Derais level, there's no minimum, the Rabbanim did put a minimum on this. Where's the Rambam? I'll see it over outside. That nevertheless, if a person can afford to do better, they should do better. That the idea of if a person has, Baruch Hashem, financial resources, Hashem gave it to them for a reason. As we explained in Shul, that's what it means when it says Vayiven Noach, the Mizbeach, that Noach built a Mizbeach, so literally even is a lashon of bone to build. But Rosh Hashanah pointed out from the Medrash that Vayiven is also a lashon of bina, of understanding. Noach was a chacham and realized, look, I've got more kosher animals than non-kosher animals here. Must we have a surplus for a reason? So he used the word Vayiven, mean bina. He uses bina to understand bone. He should build. He should be makrib korbanos to Hashem. So too, Rav Shechter explained, when a person has more of anything in life, talents in any particular area, they're smart, they're athletic, they're a good speaker, they're a good writer, whatever talents a person has, they have more of that than others for a reason. They have an ashiras in that particular area for a reason, and therefore they should use that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means here. You should give according to the bracha that Hashem has given you. That's the Mishnah, right? Elokech asher nosam loch. Okay, starts the Gemara. Shlomim merubim mehecha maisi. When the Mishnah said you have a lot of people to eat and you have a small amount, so how do you bring a lot of shlomim, right? Right? Hello, ha, lasely. He doesn't have much property. So Amar Rav Chizda, Sir Rav Chizda says the idea of toifel mevi par godol. He combines his property with the Maisa Shani money he has, and he brings one big par, one big bull. So now I have a lot of meat for the shlomim. So Amr Rav Sheshes says to him, Hare Amr Toiflin Behema le Behema. The Rabbanim said you combine one animal with another. So the Gemara is not really sure exactly what was Rav Sheshes saying. Maika Amale, what exactly was Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chizda? Ilema, if you're going to tell me Hachi Kamale, that this is Pshat, what he was saying to him, Hare Amru Toiflin Behema Le Behema Val Lo Moos Le Moos, and you're only allowed to combine animals with other animals, but you cannot combine your money with the other money to get this par Godol, this big bull. So Lema Le, he should just say much more simple, Ain Toiflin Moos Le Moos. right? You can't combine money with money. So El Hachi Amaleis. It must be that's not what he meant. This is what he said. Hare Amru Af Toiflin Behema LeBehema. Right? You're allowed to combine animals. So why did you, Rav Chisda, limit this guy to only getting one big animal? Why not suggest that he can use other animals from all of his Meiser Sheni money? So come on. So whose opinion is Rav Sheish is going like? So we saw earlier, there's a machlokes in the Amoraim. It sounds like Rav Sheshes is not going like Rav Chizkiya, he's not going like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that you can combine only money with other money. So v'chitem Amoroi, who the pligi, you're going to tell me, yeah, this is a machlokes Amoraim, we had braces for all of them, mas nisio, so lo pligi. But in the, what's it called, the... There is no machlokas over here, but Hakatani, but can't be. Achila Rishona min Achulin, that the first eating has to come from Chulin property. Can't use your Maisa Sheni. In other words, this the first animal you're eating, this is what we call the Achila Rishona, has to come entirely from the Chulin, and then we're combining it, that's only for the second animal you're going to eat. So you see from here, clearly, even though you could combine an additional animal with your first one, you can't combine the money with other money even to get that first animal. So my achila rishona, ask the Mara, what does it mean when it says the first eating? It means you're combining your chulin with your demaisa sheni. Shir de me achila rishona min achulin. The amount, the shear of it comes from that. But the remaining value of that, you could use maisa sheni for that. So for it comes out, according to the opinion of Sheshis, you're allowed to combine one behema with another behema. You're getting two separate animals. One could be the from your chulin, one could be from Maaser Sheni. Or another option is to purchase one animal with the combined amount of money, and just provide that the first eating is from chulin. Okay. Omer Ula Omer Reish Lakish. Hifrish eser behemos lechigigoso. You separated 10 animals for your chigiga offerings. Hikriv chamesh biyom tov rishon. You brought 5 of them on the first day. Choser umakriv chamesh biyom tov sheni. You're allowed to go bring the remaining 5 on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan Omer came in shepasuk shuv einu makriv. Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law, argues, and we normally follow the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. He says, no, once you've stopped, you cannot bring it. You cannot bring it again because that's like bringing on an extra day. So Omer Rabbi Abba. Lo pligi, the machlokes. It sounds like it's a machlokes. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. No, they're not arguing. Kan bistam. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case stam. We didn't specify when you plan to bring them, so we would assume that your kavana was you want to bring them all on the first day. Kan, in the other case, Reish Lakish. No, that's been mefarish. That's when you spoke out explicitly that you wanted to bring them on all the days of the Yom Tov. The high stam heichidami. So, what exactly is this case? What are the details of this case of stam? So, ilema always introduces a rejected answer. You're going to tell me pshat is deleika shahus b'yom likariv. You didn't have enough time, right? You wanted to bring them all on the first day, but you just ran out of time. Hi delo akrivinhu. And the fact that you didn't bring all these korbanos deleika shahus b'yom, that you just ran out of time. So, if that's pshat, then bringing a korban on another day, that's certainly considered to be just like a hashlama from your first day. So there's no problem with bringing them on the next day. Ella must be the leisle oichlin. No, must be a case where you didn't have enough people to eat it in your family. Hide low akravinhu in the pshat that you didn't bring all these korbanos. The leisle oichlin that you didn't have enough eaters. So that also can't be the case when it's going to be usher to bring the extra korbanos. Lo tzricha. No, the answer is like this. The ika shahus biyom, right? You had time in the day. The is le ochlin, and you also had people who could eat it. Midivikama lo akravinhu, but from the first one, on the first day, you didn't makriv, you didn't bring the korbanos. Shmamina sheyure sharinhu, that you left it over intentionally. And in that case, then you're not allowed to bring them on the remaining days. This, again, the Rambam follows the halach of Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish. This is in Chagiga Beis Halacha Zion. Hifrish eser behemos v'chigaso v'hikriv mehen miktasan rishon uposok. So you did some of them, not all of them, and you stopped. Shuv einachozu makriv hashar shahari shayar sam. Says the Rambam, you can't bring anymore because you left them over. V'lo pasuk el de dochaku hayom. You didn't stop at just the day you ran out of time. V'lo yochol lahakriv. You couldn't do it hayom. Makriv hashar lamachar. Then you are allowed to continue it and bring them the next day. Okay, so hachinami mistabra. Says the Gemara now. This is logical. If you didn't bring one the first day, then you bring them on the second day. So both of these are in the names of Rav Yochanan, right? One's by Ula, one's by Av. It seems to be a stira. Kashna hadade. It's kasha. Elolav, shma mino, kam bistam, kam farish. No, so it must be where one is where you spoke out that you were planning on, you didn't, you know, you specified when you were going to bring the ones when you didn't. You just said stam, so shma mino. You're right. That's the same. It manami. We'll just finish up to the Mishnah. We also learn like this, Omer of Shemin Bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan, now on the top of Daftes, Loshon El Shlogomer. When we said about bringing your Shlomim on the first day, but not on the remaining days, right, it's going to be coming up on the Amid below, that's when you didn't finish. Aval Gomer, Chozer Makri, but if you did finish, then you're allowed to go back. So my Gomer asked the Gemara, what does that mean? What does it mean, Pshat, you finished, right, in context over here? So Ilema Gomer Mik. Korbanosov, that you finished bringing all your korbanos, my makriv. So then, what are you going back to do? You finished everything. Ella, so must be the pshat is shalogamar hayom. It means that the day, you know, didn't end. And you still have korbanos to bring. Aval gamar hayom. But if the day is over and you didn't get a chance to bring everything you were supposed to, choser umakriv. You go back and you could still bring these korbanos. The shows Rabbi Yochanan agrees that in these cases you are permitted to bring your shlomim on the next day of the yomtiv. Okay, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up next time with the Mishnah Daf Tes.